Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Timo Perez. Batting second, the third baseman, Edgardo Alfonso. Batting third, the catcher, Mike Piazza. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Jeremy Burnett. Batting fifth, the DH, John Valentin. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Joe McEwing. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Roger Cedeno. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Ray Ordonez. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jeff D'Amico. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second, the third baseman, Tony Graffanino. Batting third, the DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting ninth, the catcher, Mark Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Todd Ritchie. And now, play ball. Timo Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Perez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Edgardo Alfonso, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Alfonso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Piazza hits a line drive towards short. Valentin catches it and throws to first to double up Perez. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Graffanino hits a fly ball into center field. Perez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Valentin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McEwing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ordonez strikes out. One out. Paul Konerko, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Konerko hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Valentin takes first base on ball four. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roger Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cedeno hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Richie fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Richie. Cedeno moves to second. Ray Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ordonez bunts towards the mound. Richie fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cedeno moves to third. Timo Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cedeno scores. Ordonez moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alfonso is 0-for-1 in the game. Alfonso hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ordonez moves to third. One out. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piazza is 0-for-1 in the game. Piazza hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ordonez scores. Perez moves to second. It's 2-0, Mets. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lee hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Graffanino is 0-for-1 in the game. Graffanino hits a fly ball into left field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ordonez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vaughn strikes out. One out. Joe McEwing batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McEwing is 0-for-1 in the game. McEwing hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Cedeno batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cedeno is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Mets 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konerko is 0 for 1 in the game. Konerko hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Valentin hits a pop-up towards short. Ordonez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Durham moves to third. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson is hit by the pitch. Lee moves to second. Satoru Komiyama now pitching. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lofton hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Durham tags and scores. Lee tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Graffanino is 0 for 2 in the game. Graffanino hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Perez. Graffanino reaches second base with a double. Lee scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, White Sox. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Graffanino scores. It's 8-2, White Sox. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alfonso fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ray Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Timo Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perez is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Perez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez. Perez reaches second base with a double. Ordonez goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, White Sox. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alfonso is 0 for 2 in the game. Alfonso hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Piazza is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Piazza takes first base on ball 4. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Richie juggles the ball. That's an error on Richie. Perez moves to third. Piazza moves to second. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Mets 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Konerko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Konerko strikes out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Perez throws the ball into McEwing, who tags Valentin trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Durham reaches second base with a double. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Joe McEwing, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McEwing is 0-for-2 in the game. McEwing hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Durham reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Cedeno is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cedeno hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ordonez is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Ordonez hits a pop-up towards third. Graffanino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Mets 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lofton hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McEwing reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Graffanino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Graffanino hits a line drive towards short. Ordonez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Timo Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Perez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Edgardo Alfonso, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alfonso is 0-for-3 in the game. Alfonso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Perez moves to third. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Piazza is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Piazza hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Perez scores. Alfonso moves to second. It's 8-4, White Sox. Keith Folk now pitching. Jeremy Burnetz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Burnetz is 0-for-3 in the game. Burnetz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alfonso scores. Piazza moves to second. It's 8-5, White Sox. Tony Tarasco pinch hits for John Valentin. Tony Tarasco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tarasco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Piazza moves to third. Burnett moves to second. Kelly Wunsch now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Piazza scores. Burnett moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-6, White Sox. Joe McEwing batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McEwing is 0-for-3 in the game. McEwing hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Mets 6. The White Sox will come to bat. David Weathers now pitching. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Piazza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 0-for-3 in the game. Ordonez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-6, White Sox. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Konerko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-6, White Sox. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durham for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Mets 6. The Mets will come to bat. Tony Graffanino now playing second base. Jose Valentin now playing third base. Royce Clayton now playing shortstop. Bob Horry now pitching. Roger Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cedeno bunts towards the right side of the infield. Graffanino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ordonez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Timo Perez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Mets 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Guthrie now pitching. Carlos Lee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Perez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ordonez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Mets 6. The Mets will come to bat. Aaron Rowand now playing left field. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Alfonso is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Alfonso hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Piazza is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Piazza hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Burnett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Tarasco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Burnett moves to second. Tony Tarasco is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Tarasco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tarasco hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez. Tarasco reaches second base with a double. Burnett scores. It's 10-7, White Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Vaughn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tarasco scores. It's 10-8, White Sox. Antonio Osuna now pitching. Roberto Alomar pinch hits for Joe McEwing. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Alomar is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and New York Mets, 8. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.